It's time to talk about sports. Now, the particular sport we're talking about is rugby. Now, it may not be the first thing you think about when it comes to disability sports, or can you play if you have a physical disability or a sensory impairment? Well, Archie Yabsley is partially sighted, and it's fair to say he loves the game, he plays it regularly, and he joins us now to tell us a little bit more. Archie, what is it you love about the game?
What I really love is the variation in the positions of the game. You know, there's so many different body types and different roles within a team that you get such different varieties of people in there, tall, some short, bigger people, some skinny, fast ones, who've got different skill sets and abilities. And I think that if you're going to have that variety in there, why shouldn't that include someone who's got less vision or less hearing or any other physical impairment?
When did the bug bite? What really got your teeth into rugby?
Well, we played it occasionally at school, and as part of that we were invited down to the local rugby club. And when I got there, started playing a game, the thing that really got me into it was the team spirit that you feel, and the sort of, you know, the belongingness that you get from being part of the team. There's so many different people with problems that may not be problems that are defined as visually impaired or any other thing, but everyone's got their own little individual nuances and challenges that they have to face. And as you're someone who is visually impaired, you sort of go through life thinking that you're the only person with a real problem. And it's when you get in that team, when you still really start to get to know people and start challenging yourself together, like playing rugby, that you realise that everyone's got these problems, and it's just that yours is, in fact, almost a more well-recognised problem, because, you know, you're defined as being that issue. Everyone's got them, and it's just about finding out how to deal with them the best, and being in that team environment is an excellent way to deal with them.
It's quite a physical game. You're running, you're tackling, you're catching, you're throwing the ball. How easy is that then for someone who's partially sighted? Tell me a little bit about your sight condition.
One of the things, so I have oculostenius albinism, which means that one of the most difficult things is depth perception. So passing the ball isn't particularly a problem, but catching the ball, so when the ball comes at you, really difficult to judge the speeds coming at you. But the thing that I've found is that the further away you stand, the longer the pass is, the more difficult it is to judge the speed it's coming from you. So all I do is just adapt my game and adapt my playing to taking sort of smaller, quick passes and supporting and being people's shoulders instead of having to take those massive, wide passes. The other thing that people probably consider is that it seems like a lot more of an obstacle in everyday life, because you've got to read things and you've got to see fine detail, whereas on the pitch, there isn't any fine detail you can see. You know, you're wearing different coloured shirts, and hopefully they're quite vibrantly different coloured team shirts, because I've had the problem where I've tackled my own team before, but the ball and the people are always quite big objects and clear objects to see, so you should just be able to work with what you've got and work with the vision you've got. You'll work out what is unique to you and what works best for you.
What about the coaches then, and, you know, the team that you play for? I mean, what are they like with helping out or coming up with new techniques, or, I don't want to use the word compensate for, but perhaps adapt their play to assist?
Yeah, so the team I play for is Milton Keynes Rugby Club, MKRFUC. The difference between coaching me, I find, or coaching someone with a visual impairment or any disability, is that it's hard for the coaches to understand what the problem is for you. And the more you communicate with the coaches and the more you talk to them about what it is, the easier it gets for them to then try and decide what the best way forward for you is. There isn't, as you say, try to say compensate, there isn't actually that much more that they're compensating for you than they're compensating for any player, because the whole point of the team is there's several with different weaknesses, but you're just trying to build on, almost overlap everyone's strengths with the weaknesses, so that there isn't anything left. So if you've got a bigger guy who can't run as fast, you know, you're going to put him in a position and compensate a game for him that means he doesn't have to run as far. If you've got someone who's really quick, you aren't going to put him in the middle doing loads of physical things. So it's just about me, as I can't see very much. I said earlier, try not to catch the ball as much, you know, put myself in different positions and kickoffs and things, and just making the most of my strengths and what works really well for me. Not many people do know about albinism or about different eye conditions, and that's not through their own fault. It's just that there aren't many people with them, and they don't normally go and play rugby, and they're not really in those circles. And so one of the nice things that I've learned from being in the team is that people, they may have come across Rude at first, but really all they want to do is find out what it is. And they, once you take the time and you're sort of polite and you explain different things and what you find easy and what you find hard, you do get really close with the club and close with the team, because everyone understands that the challenge is there for you, and they're all really willing to help out. And it's one of the lovely things about rugby as a whole. It's a very respectful game, and people are there to respect you and make sure you feel just as part of the team as anyone else.
How long have you been playing, Archie? What's a level are you at just now?
I've been playing for 5 years. So I started at under 14s, then under 15s, under 16s, and then the Colts. And then what I've recently done is I've moved up to the senior team. So I'm actually playing for the men. And then we have three teams at Milton Keynes, so first, second and third. And I'm currently playing for the first team. So I'm not being hindered by my sight. We can all go and play the first team rugby or play whatever level of rugby there is that you want to.
What would you say then is your strength on the pitch, on the playing field?
I think my fitness and attitude to playing is, I think, one of the best things. It really is a bit of an endurance test to have a disability, because every day, you know, that problem never goes away. You're always trying to compensate for it and always trying to find a way around that. And that instills in you sort of desire to work hard and to try hard that is really transferable into any sport, but especially noticeable in rugby when you've got loads of people around you who are also struggling. They see you and you keep going, you know it's all right. Even though things might seem like they're not going your way, you just really keep going, you dig deep, build everyone together, and it really really brings up the team.
We talk a lot with British Blind Sport and other sporting organisations, and something which we talk about a lot is that, you know, it's not just the playing of the sport for, say, the fitness thing or the competitive side, but, you know, it can help people who are blind or partially sighted, you know, improve, you know, everyday skills, educational, vocational, their independence, their confidence as well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The communication skills is something that's really come on, I think, since playing rugby for me. Having to communicate what it is that you find difficult, what it is that you do well, is something that you don't necessarily do in daily life. You sort of go along, and if people don't understand it, you just kind of move, you know, trying to ignore it, move past it. But when you're with those people all the time, it is really good to try and build your communication, your confidence with them, to understand and explain what's going on. And it's really good for your confidence as well to know that you're part of something bigger than yourself. And there's loads of people who are there, be there for you. It's a physical game, and, you know, everyone's putting their bodies on the line, and you end up getting a close bond with these people if you're working hard. And you know that's really a special feeling when you've got that between your team. These people are going to be there for you, not just on the pitch, they're there for you in life. And to get that support network, especially for someone like me who's a younger player, it's really, really is good to build that young, and they can take those through with people's friendships with you for your life.
What's your end goal then for rugby? How far do you think you can take it, or would you like to take it?
Dreaming big. I'd love to take it professional. I'd love to make that my job. But obviously, you know, there's a certain amount of realism you've got to bring into it, as for any player. Really, the point is that I love the sport, and I really want to just keep playing for as long as possible. Just keep enjoying it, keep having fun, and keep building that friendship we have with people, and, you know, getting involved with the club and helping new people come through, and like doing this interview, trying to get more people into rugby and be able to look back and see something that I've made an influence on the game, whether that be playing or helping.
I was just going to say, Archie, you know, how would you encourage people, especially those who are partially sighted then, to get involved, perhaps not just in rugby, but any kind of sport?
Once you decide what sport it is you want to do and you've found out where you want to go, to have a word with the coach or whoever's there taking the session, and just explain to them briefly what it is that you struggle with and what the problems that you face are. And really, if they're volunteering their time to go and help people anyway, there's no reason they wouldn't be willing to go and help you that little bit extra, because we think in our minds that a lot of time, I don't know if it's generally or lots of people with vision impairments, in my opinion, I always feel like I'm sort of making a fuss about things, and, oh no, they're going to have to adapt things especially for me, but you need to realise that a lot of people are having things adapted to them. Like I mentioned earlier about different types of playing your game and different ways that coaches may compensate for you. Everyone's doing that, and someone who's coaching will have seen so many different kids and people come up through, they'll understand that you're just another person who needs a little bit of a different compensation, different bit of extra help. And being open and being friendly and willing to talk about your condition with other people that you meet is also a really key thing, because people will find it strange and they will maybe say something that appears quite rude, and you sort of like think, oh, that's not very nice. But generally, 9 times out of 10, they're not trying to offend you. They're just trying to find out and want to know how it is that they can help you.
Archie, best of luck with the game, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for the chance to be on here. Thank you very much.